This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Whenever you attempt to study the Bible, the first step you should take is to observe what is being said in the text. Note the actual facts or statements. Then try to understand what it actually means. That is, you need to interpret what you have observed. Once you have done this, you need to apply what you have learned to your life. As an example of using this inductive study method, consider the parables of the kingdom in Matthew 13. Fortunately, two of these parables were interpreted for us by Jesus Christ himself. The parable of the sower, verses 3 through 9, was interpreted in verses 18 through 23. Listen, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one, represented by the birds, comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who receives the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who receives the seed that fell among thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who receives the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Hearing Jesus explain the parable, did you start asking yourself, what kind of soil represents me? That's how Bible study comes alive for you. If you'd like to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.